True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Now, how do you feel about your doctor? They ask Americans this, and I've got some interesting information for us this morning. So 74% of people feel it's important for their doctor to be a good listener. So you have the same responsibility as your significant other doctors. You need to be a good listener.
Well, clearly they need to be good listeners because they need to understand your symptoms and they need to be able to tell what you are explaining to them.
Also, imagine them trying to check your heart and they're like, oh, wait, I wasn't paying attention.
I'm sorry. I don't even have my stethoscope on. I'm sorry.
Could you beat your heart again, please?
I lost count.
But what's so funny, 74% of people feel that that is important. So are the other people okay with him not being a good listener or she not being a good listener?
No, they just didn't say that was important as maybe something else.
I know, I'm just being silly.
Oh, don't do that.
70% of people feel it's important that their doctor is located close to where they work or live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, mine moved out to Woodruff Road area. Not too happy about that, but.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've had to follow mine around, but it's worth it.
I just make my appointments right after work.
Yeah, I do that too. Well, it just makes it more convenient. You don't have to do a separate trip.
Right.
68% said they would be willing to travel further for a great doctor than they would to be for a great date. So their doctor's more important than their dates.
Yeah, he can write prescriptions.
And make you so you don't die and all that kind of stuff.
All right.
That's secondary.
How Americans feel about their doctors. 41% say they think it's more difficult to maintain a long-term relationship with a doctor than with a romantic partner.
Wow.
Yeah, they really shuffle you out the door kind of quick.
Yeah.
At the end of you're like, wait, let's talk about this.
Yeah. And then they make you fill out all that information before you go in. It's like, I get the feeling you don't know me anymore because I have to do this every time I come in here. Well, are you not being a good listener?
Especially because you tell the nurse, you tell the entry person, by the time you get there, you're like, you're not listening at all, are you?
And then 59% of women and 45% of men think it's important that their doctor is well-liked by others.
Huh. I'm not sure I understand that.
Probably you go online, you look at reviews.
Okay, well, I want to know that they do a good job for sure.
Okay, but if they're not well-liked by other people,
That didn't bother me. I actually was referred one time to a doctor for something specific who would like my knee. And they're like, oh, this guy, sometimes people say he's abrupt and a little bit, but he's a really good doctor. And I'm like, that's what matters to me is if he's a really good doctor or not. I want to be taken care of the best I can be.
Okay, and 77% feel it's important for their doctor to be trustworthy.
Well, yeah, that's super important. You're telling him your most personal stuff.
Yeah. And, well, a lot of people don't, though, they say, when it comes to telling them how your life's going, or they hide things like, you know, they're smoking more than they used to, or they're drinking more than they used to.
Well, that's none of his business.
Kato, you're supposed to be able to trust him that he's not going to.
I mean, he knows more about me than anyone.
Okay.
But I don't feel like I need to tell him when I go out.
Okay.
On the night.
It's
the town.
You know what? It's like you're going to call your doctor's office. Hey, I'm going to go out this Saturday. Just saying. Just in case something happens. What you doing Saturday night? I know I don't want you to go with me. I just want you to be ready if something does happen.
It reminds me of the movie with Richard Gervais, where he goes and gets a colonoscopy.
Okay.
And the girl's like, well, how many drinks do you have? Why do you need to know? How much do you smoke? He goes, this has nothing to do with what you're going to be doing to me. So you don't need to know all my personal information. You're going in the back door.
Yeah.
You don't need to know what when I drink or smoke.
And if you're asking about smoking, you're doing it wrong then. Yeah. If you haven't asked about that.
Or you're very talented.
Yes, you are. Could you imagine going out to the smoking area and everybody's...
Gross.
What is wrong with you?
I got issues. I need to go to the doctor. And then how Americans feel about their doctor. Lastly, they say 43% of people want a doctor with a sense of humor.
Huh.
So they want the doctor to be kind of, you go in there and not be all stuffy.
But don't be joking the entire time.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a lady doctor, like a gynecologist, who told jokes. And I'm like, this is not, don't tell jokes when you're in certain areas.
She's there, it's like, hey, have you heard the one about the horse that walks in a bar?
Yeah, I'm like, this is not the time.
Yeah. And you don't want, the doctor to say, hey, you're going to die. I'm just kidding. You're not going to.
How long have I got? Five what? Days? Years? Week? Four. Three. Two.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I want you to think about your house and think for just a moment of where your spot is. They say that the average person has two spots at home they consider my spot.
Yeah.
Now, my number one spot is my bed, which I have an adjustable one where it can prop up and I can read a book or something in there. But then the next spot on the list is one that we fight over.
The toilet.
There is a recliner in our house that everyone wants to sit in. And my daughter usually gets to claim it first because I'm wrapped around her pinky finger or whatever it is.
Yeah, I got you.
But then, my wife likes that spot too, and I'm the last one in line to get it. But if it's available, that would be my second spot in the house.
Wait, so you don't do the dad thing where you're like, this is my spot, no one else sit in it?
I'm a sucker for my daughter on this. Whenever she wants to have a chair, I'm like, here, you take it.
I told you when I was young and the neighbors next to us, I was over there hanging out watching TV with them, and the dad walks in and he stands there and snaps his finger at me, and I'm like, I just look up at him, look back at the TV. He snaps again, and my friends are going, get up, get up.
You're in his chair.
That was his chair, and you could not sit in it. I thought he was the meanest man.
That is so weird to act like that towards a child. My dad definitely had his own chair, and we just wouldn't sit in it because we respected him.
But I didn't know. I was a neighbor.
Oh, right, but if there was ever a moment we were sitting in it, it wasn't like he'd come up snapping at us. Yeah. That is weird.
Some guys spots their garage because they need a little moment of peace and quiet.
The garage could be your spot. The toilet could be your spot.
Yeah, for peace and quiet.
Yep. They say on average, people have had their spot for 4 years, and a lot of them say they staked their claim over a decade ago.
Yeah.
Now, the younger you are, the more likely you are to have extra spots. Gen Z generally have 3 or 4 spots, and millennials typically have 3 spots. But when you get older, then you just have 1 or 2 spots.
That's funny.
Yeah, I just realized we do this too. So we have our spots at the dinner table.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, sure.
Spots in the bed, and then in the couch, we've got a sectional, and I like to tuck up in the corner.
Yeah.
Get all snuggly under a blanket.
So the corner of it is your spot.
It's great.
And I think we've talked about bedsides. That's always your spot. And when you do eat dinner, you normally eat in the same spots your family does.
I don't eat at the table.
Okay.
Well. So one of my spots is a love seat.
Yeah.
In front of the TV in my bedroom.
Right.
And then the couch in the... In the living room, I have my one spot. In fact, I think my couch is getting a little slump in it where I sit in it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they say. A place on the couch or a seat where you keep all your chargers, phone, headphones, and things like that. Or maybe a chair next to a window that you have a houseplant or a spot in the garage where you can keep an eye on the street or even a hammock in the backyard where it's quiet.
It's funny that you mentioned slouching spots because I didn't realize our bed was so broken in where I sleep in the same exact spot every night.
Yeah.
I put Michael in the bed and he goes, whoop, and rolls into your dent. Yeah, we need to upgrade.
I sleep on one side and I went to roll over to the other side. And it was like I was rolling up a hill.
It's like you're doing an exercise.
And I'm like, I need to turn my mattress around, but then I would fall down the mountain. I'd rather lean up against it than fall down it.
Yeah, you're supposed to flip your mattress ever so often.
That's why I flipped it, because that was when I slept in the middle. Yeah. So it became sunken in the middle.
Yeah, but then you have it for so long, you just keep flipping it, and there's a dent in each spot that you flip.
I have an old mattress. It's time to get a new one, probably.
It's an old mattress.
Well, 52% say they consider their favorite spot to be sacred, kind of like what you said with that guy that when you were a kid, when he was like, out of my chair.
And it's funny when I have friends over, and they sit, and I'll walk past them going, oh, what do I do? Uh-huh. I don't know where. I'm going to sit on this end of the couch. This feels so weird to me.
It's like a whole new home. You're like, never seen it from over here.
And that's true. When you sit in a different place, you're like, this looks different.
I'm like, I see dust where I didn't see it before. Uh-huh.
Well, 54% would take offense if someone else took their spot. So, Kato, maybe you should have snapped your fingers at that person.
Nah, I just stand up in front of them.
I wait till they're ashamed and they get up.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, either people are really comfortable with admitting that they're just big slobs, or most people go into dates expecting them to go so badly that there's no chance the other person's going to go back to their place. Because according to a new survey, only 9% of people say they clean their place before they go out on a date.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see how they might not expect the date to come back to their place.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's say you go out and all of a sudden it's going well. It's like, okay, hey, let's go back to your place. Hey, no, you know what? I'm good.
Now, I thought you were going to say the way people dress, that they're dressed like a slob. But everybody does these days.
Well, I know, right? I mean, people wearing pajamas everywhere.
Yeah, you can go to church and people don't even dress up for church anymore.
This is all about cleaning out your house.
Okay.
So a lot of people, they don't clean up before they go out on a date. 34% of people say they will clean before friends come over. So you're going to throw a party? That's the way I get my house clean most of the time. I throw a party.
34%. So the other ones are like, you know what?
Yeah.
It's all right.
I mean, almost 70% of people don't care.
That's why we got that old saying, I would have cleaned up if I'd known you're coming.
And I've used that. Normally, if somebody says they're going to come, I'll quickly clean. But right. I got a call not too long ago from a friend, a text that said, hey, her husband and son was coming over and she'll meet them there and we're all going to go. And I'm like, oh, no. I'm not prepared for visitors because I didn't have any notice.
The other day, my in-laws were coming over, and my wife and I were supposed to get rid of a bunch of paint that had been in a closet, so we had it all in the hallway so we could sort out which ones were good enough to keep, and we didn't get to it. So they showed up, and we're like, you know, we meant to have this cleaned up, but there was no pretending with that one.
The sad thing is I will clean my house, and then I'm still like, oh, it's a wreck.
Yeah.
Because once I get there, I start noticing things that I miss, like the baseboards, and I'm like, don't look down.
So I'm not worried about family.
Well, 24% say they do clean up before their parents come over. That's because mom is judging you. Mom is looking, look, you filthy. Did I teach you better than that?
Mom will start washing my dishes when she comes over.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, Mom's quit. Well, I just thought I'd wash these real quick. I'm like, stop.
My friend started scrubbing my cabinets last time she was there. And I was like, I don't even know people did that. Please stop. That's humiliating.
I need that friend's number.
My wife is like that. She can't see anything out of place without trying to fix it. I'll be eating and she's taking away plates and stuff. I'm like, I'm not done.
Well, as 71% of Americans say they clean their house entirely by themselves. They either are single or they don't get any help from anybody in the household.
My wife complains about that all the time.
You know what? I have to clean up like one room. It'll take me a day to clean up a whole room. And then by the time if I did that or if I was having a party and I was cleaning up one room a day, by the end of the week before the party happens, that first day I clean is dirty again.
You know, it takes me forever to get one thing done, too, and it's mostly because I get so distracted. Yeah. I saw what they call the ADD leash. This girl used her dog's leash, tied herself to her dishwasher.
Okay.
So she couldn't walk away while she was doing dishes.
That's funny.
Because you stir something in one room, you go to take something that you've left into the bedroom, and once you're in there, you start doing something else, and you don't come back.
She said, turns out it doesn't take 2 hours to do the dishes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
And then 26% of the people say they share the responsibility with someone else. And the worst ones to share that responsibility with, Kids and roommates were the worst people to share responsibility of cleaning a house or an apartment. Because with roommates, I know, and even kids, you got to constantly remind them to pick up their shoes or, you know, with roommates too, sometimes it becomes a standoff. Because you're doing all the work, you know, you take out the trash. You're like, you know what? They never take out the trash. I'm going to just let it pile up. And then you just let it pile up.
Yeah. And it annoys you more than them.
Yeah, they're not even worried about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about getting married just to have somebody help me clean.
It doesn't always work that way.
You know, I got to say, because Tom and I were roommates, and we were very compatible roommates.
Really? Because I see the messes. Oh, y'all, mm-hmm. y'all both
yeah.
messy.
Oh, we were good. We were sloppy together. Yeah. You know, the trash would pile up, and yeah. we would be okay with that.
I remember that.
The dishes yeah. would be in the, you know, sink for weeks at a time.
Now, see, I thought you were more controlled chaos. Like, I didn't realize you were messy. I just, you have a lot, but it's organized how it makes sense in your head. I didn't realize you were just, like, messy.
No. I mean, I have grown over the years. I'm like, you know, I am organized messy now.
He was pretty much a slob.
Yeah.
We both were.
We were. Yeah.
Well, past you know, when you're young and you're a guy, it's yeah. like having the garbage stacked to the ceiling in the kitchen doesn't seem like a big deal. And
yes,
it wasn't like we were eating rotisserie chickens. It was just paper from, you know, fast food. It was not like there was anything growing. Yeah. It was just messy.
Sometimes those fast food things stink more than anything else.
We yeah. didn't leave any food left. It was just papers.
And Tom was a great roommate, honestly. And because you never had to remind him to pay bills. I think sometimes with roommates, you have to remind them to pay bills.
Yeah.
Tom was very good about that. Most of the time, you know, Tom was one of those roommates you never see. So
I like those
he's
roommates.
He's paying the bills, and you never see him because he's in his room on his computer the whole time.
Right.
It's just like food particles end up places, and you're like, oh, I guess Tom was here.
Yeah. Like Hansel and Gretel. It's like a trail of cheese balls to his bedroom.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Imagine you're sitting at home, you get some mail, there's a lot of stuff from various different medical places and insurance and all this kind of stuff. And as you're flipping through it, you read one of the letters and it says, we are sorry about how you have passed away, but we're information on how your next of kin can pay the bill.
Oh, wow.
Now, the crazy thing is a healthcare system in Maine is apologizing because they sent 531 patients these letters and they weren't dead.
Ah,
They told them they were dead, but they weren't. Now, as annoying as that might be, the really big problem is if they had done anything on the network to indicate that they were deceased, then it would create a huge problem for that person because their social security would be cut off.
Yeah.
All of their information for credit reporting bureaus would be that they had been deceased, and it would probably make a huge mess of their life.
And would you not think that was just like spam? Because I've been getting AARP stuff since I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and they made me feel old back then. Yeah. So maybe this is just spam. It wasn't meant to send out. Why are you offended?
Well, they actually apologized and said there was an error in the computer system that led to the mistake, and they sincerely regret the problem, but they want to assure everyone that the patients were never listed as deceased in their medical records.
Well, if I got that letter, the first thing I would do is like, well, I had no idea. I need to call the IRS, let them know I'm dead.
I'm paying them taxes.
But you ain't getting the Social Security ever. You ain't getting back to your accounts ever. Crazy. You're completely dead to the world.
No, I'll come back to life for that.
Yeah, it's a zombie.
Well, if they didn't report it, then you would still get your Social Security,
but,
right?
But
you
could
just
they,
pretend like you live off the grid and keep your Social Security coming in.
Well, if they
in.
Had put it on your medical records, it would have gotten around that you were no longer alive.
Truthfully, I might be dead because I'm with Cato. I assume everything's a scam, so they can send me something like this and I won't even open it to know.
Uh-huh. Or Tori would read it and be like, oh, I guess I'm dead.
Moving on.
Now, this is kind of a big deal because, first of all, it's many levels. First of all, you got the problem of if they did declare you dead, what that would do to your accounts. Second of all, is the thing they were basically doing was sending a letter to whoever was still at the address so they could pay the bill for you.
Yeah.
They were wanting to make sure they got paid even though you were dead.
Mm-hmm. Greedy.
Yeah.
It's insane. I mean, it's like, hey, we're really sorry Barbara passed away, But here's how you can pay the bill.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, geez.
That's what happens, though. It's like someone passes away, and you got to pay all their bills. And a lot of times they say you can negotiate that down, too, just to let you know.
Well, especially if you're still alive.
Well, no.
You can do a lot of negotiating.
If you're dead, you don't have to pay it at all. What are they going to do, come after your stuff?
They'll come after your estate.
You have to,
if you don't have anything, though.
But most people have a house that's probably got some equity in it. So they come, they take the house, they sell it, they keep the money, and the family's sitting there going, what just happened?
Yeah, imagine you don't have that, though. What are they going to do? Well, we're going to have to need that casket back.
Well, at that point, I think you've won the game, sort of. Because they can't do anything. But for most of us, there's something they can come and get and take from our remaining family members. You got a wife or a husband who was counting on some money to try to figure out what they're going to do with their life next, and here comes these guys trying to take it all first. So, and the other big fear is to realize how risky it is that and it's like credit reports and all these things out there that can totally ruin your life, and then you try to fix it and you're fighting against a huge machine, you know, like all of a sudden they say, oh, your credit's bad and you may not have done anything, or maybe you just went to shop for something and they did a hard credit pull on you.
My dad had something like this happen when he pulled out of his retirement. He paid up front and then found out years down the road that he was supposed to pay on the back end. So he owed all this money, went to one of those companies. It's like, do you owe money to the IRS? And then they gypped him. So then he ended up earning even more. I'm like, Dad, how were you the man who taught me to use a spoon and you are falling for stuff like this?
Yeah,
it's tough, man. It gets complicated.
I just got rid of a timeshare I didn't even own.
Before I die, I'm going to sell everything and rent up my credit cards.
Okay.
Have fun, good. Travel.
Uh-huh. Great. We're going to get a letter going, we're sorry Cato passed away. Here's how you can pay his bills.
Because I put you as a co-signer.
Oh, great.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, 2/3 of parents in a new poll said it seems like they never have enough time in the morning when it comes to getting the kids ready and out of the house for school or church or wherever you're headed.
Yeah.
And even a quarter of kids find the mornings very stressful.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have the most stressful things parents encounter in the mornings when trying to get the kids ready.
All right.
So number one thing, we know what that is, getting your kids out of bed. You wake them up and they're like, okay, give me 2 more minutes.
My wife's favorite thing, she'll come in like on Sunday and she'll go, wow, Sam's on the struggle bus this morning. Okay. And I'm like, what is the struggle bus? I mean, I've seen city buses, school buses. I never saw a struggle bus before.
Never heard of one?
My wife, but my daughter gets on it a lot.
Oh, I've been on it for years.
I drive it.
Struggle bus.
Well, I don't want to ride on that.
Well, they won't get dressed fast enough is another one. Like, mm-hmm. You know, it takes them forever to get dressed. Now, I know a lot of guys might be complaining about that with their significant other.
My son is that way, but it's because I think he is lost in thought, you know?
Yeah.
It's like he's just daydreaming or something, and it's really, he doesn't rush.
Okay, yeah, I got one that's pretty good that just goes super quick because he wants to play his iPad or do whatever.
Right.
And then the other one's like, okay, I'm just going to just hang out and just stare. Okay, or a show might distract them.
Right.
Other most stressful things parents encounter in the morning, getting them to brush their teeth. Mm. Like so many times, you're heading down the road and you're like, one's like, oh, well, I forgot to brush my teeth. Like, well, okay. Don't sit too close to the person in church today.
We're fortunate. We didn't have that particular problem. My kids were kind of like, we made a list and put it on their sink. I think they may still have it up. But when they were little, that was what they did, a little checklist.
Well, they don't use that now, though. They're grown.
I was joking about that. But I'm saying when they were little, we did have a list up.
Be honest, I think I need one of those little post-it notes for myself. Like, you get out of routine in the morning, I was telling y'all the other day, I put my pant leg on, I used my left leg first. And that just felt so weird, and it just threw off my whole game.
Yesterday, I brushed my teeth before putting in my contacts, and I sat there confused at what to do afterwards. I had no idea. I was like, what just happened?
It throws you off.
I'm a little worried about y'all.
All right.
Me too.
Dealing with breakfast is another stressful moment for parents.
See, my mom she handled that by making us something ridiculously sugary that, like, you know, pancakes and syrup or waffles and syrup, so we were pretty easy.
Well, some moms, you know, they actually sit and cook the eggs and everything else, and some moms like, hey, get you some Pop-Tarts in the closet.
Yeah, because moms most of the time are going to work.
Yeah.
So it's quick, get out, bye.
I'm just saying, my mom didn't have trouble with us not wanting to eat it because it was usually bad for us and we loved it.
And actually, Cato, you just mentioned one, getting yourself ready while you're trying to help them all their shenanigans going.
That's what my wife complains about on Sundays. Apparently, she thinks I should help too.
Absolutely.
Oh.
You can at least come. Well, you don't have to now. I'm like, yours are, they do their own thing.
Right, but back in the day, she would be like, the kids just aren't getting ready. I'm like, wow, we'll get them motivated then.
Okay, finding their stuff like shoes and backpacks.
Yeah. Or school IDs. I think we're on our third one with Quinn.
Yeah.
And they're like 10 bucks a pop.
Or, you know, like a homework. Like, you know, you try to say, hey, you need to put your, because mine sometimes just leave their homework laying there where they were working on. I'm like, you need to put that, I don't know where that needs to go. So I ain't going to do that for you. You need to find your homework and put it.
We ride our kids on that. We're like, how much homework do you have? Have you started yet?
Don't you hate that?
But you know what? They just got to do it.
I know, but it's like, when do they take control of that?
I think I got a handle on it after I graduated college.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You can do your homework now.
No, you probably have not.
All right, getting their shoes on. That's one that I have trouble with quite a bit.
Really?
It's stressful. Yeah, well, not me, but I'm like, the kids, it's like they're walking out and they don't have their shoes on.
But I mean, nowadays it's so, they don't have to tie them or nothing. Mm-hmm. They're either slip on slides or it's Velcro.
Oh, it's like get distracted. It's like they got one shoe on. Like,
wow, I never had that. That
he
much.
Said, I put my pant leg on wrong and I'm just all confused.
Right? That's me.
Got his right pant leg on and his left shoe on. And he's like, what'd I do wrong?
Hey, but when they're really little, they put their shoes on backwards, right on the left and left on the right. So, or they're either getting their big, like, green boots with the, you know, eyes on them. You let little kids dress themselves, and they come out looking like superheroes with just their underwear and a cape on. I'm ready to go, Dad! And then finally, dealing with unexpected tantrums.
Yeah.
So, all of a sudden, that'll always throw a kink in your day.
It is really rough when I throw an unexpected tantrum in the morning.
Right.
And I'm like, get it together. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, nothing fits.
That's what would happen on Sunday mornings is my wife would tell me the kids weren't doing well. I'd say, we need to get them motivated. And she would throw an unexpected tantrum.
Oh, okay.
Thought you were going to say unexpected chew at your head.
Well, that was part of the tantrum.
Adults do it too, though. You know, you can't get your hair fixed right or your makeup's, you know, all cockeyed and stuff.
My biggest problem was traffic on the way to church. I would break a lot of the rules of the Bible on the way there.
Then you're asking for forgiveness when you get there.
Yeah, thank goodness. It felt like the preacher was preaching to me a lot of times.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.